Only once in filling out the application blank did I hesitate. There it was, halfway down the page, the familiar space for occupation. I had the feeling that mine had weighed against me before in these applications, but what was the phrase we had been taught in Glasgow? Walk in the light, nothing hidden, nothing concealed, everything open and transparent for all to see. And so, as I had before, I wrote missionary in block letters, and left the completed forms on the desk. When our bus was filled again with blankets and clothing, powdered milk and coffee and chocolate, we set out again for the refugee camps. I was working in West Berlin when the telegram came about Papa. He had died in his garden. I caught the next train home. The simple little funeral was held at the graveside. As is the custom in land-hungry Holland, Mama's grave was reopened and Papa's casket lowered to rest on top of hers. Now the old house was empty indeed. How I missed the booming voice that had filled it from floor to rafters. How I missed the round-shouldered form bent so patiently over the rows of lettuce and cabbages, missed his love for growing things. I went back to Germany, and threw myself harder than ever into the work with the refugees. The Hungarian revolt had brought the newest wave of escapees, but actually the camps in West Berlin were old ones, forgotten by the world until this latest event made headlines. In these camps had lived for years the leftovers of the Second World War, the homeless, the displaced, the stateless thousands created by the Nazi madness. To me these people were the saddest of all, especially the children. I met 11- and 12-year-olds who had never seen the inside of a real house. Two single persons received greater allotments of space and clothing than a married couple, so marriage was rare and most of the children were illegitimate. For months I worked to get a group of these youngsters into Holland. I knew plenty of families ready to take them. Geltje and Martje would have taken some. But again and again the children failed to pass the health requirements. In those cold, damp barracks, TB was endemic. The posters on the walls offering entry into Sweden or the United States for young adults free of disease were a mockery to the sick, who made up 90% of every camp. It was while I was in the midst of this hopeless and heartbreaking work that one morning, during the quiet time that was now an integral part of every day wherever I was, I had the most remarkable impression. It was just as though I heard a voice tell me, "Today you are going to get the visa for Yugoslavia." I was incredulous. I had almost forgotten about my pending applications for travel there and other places, so wrapped up had I been with the camps. Still, I found myself glancing out of the window of the volunteer hostel, watching for the morning mail. When I saw the carrier coming, I ran down to meet her.